Peace, love, and light, everybody. You are now tuned into Spiritual Shenanigans with your girl, Coco Kitten Bruja. And this is a very, I ain't gonna say a sensitive topic that we're gonna talk about this week, but it is one that I feel very passionate about. This episode, I want to talk about Black spirituality and sovereignty, right? And I know I have more than just Black listeners and Black supporters, but this ain't about y'all, right? You're welcome to listen. You are welcome to be educated. But, you know, this is very much a for us, by us type of episode. Black spirituality, and I'm just gonna jump right into it. I don't have too many quips or anything like that. I really just want to jump right into it. But like, Black spirituality and sovereignty represent two very powerful and intertwined aspects of the Black experience, right? Especially when we're talking about resilience, identity, liberation. These two things are the backbone of so much of the history of the Black experience, right? Black spirituality is rooted in our culture, right? It's rooted in the things we do and the things we say, the way we express our faith, and it has guided us through centuries of oppression. And when we talk about just the range of beliefs, and that's going all the way back to ATRs, you know, African traditional religions, Christianity, Islam, all of these faiths that have been adopted and reinterpreted basically in the context of the Black experience. And this type of spiritual connection, it's a safe space, it's a community, and it's how we preserve our heritage. And it helps us navigate life, right? It helps us move through our everyday experiences. You can look on social media and see just how unserious Black folks are when it comes to major events, major crises. We are going to be the first ones to make a joke. Why? Because it's how we move through things. That doesn't mean we are devoid of feeling. That doesn't mean we are devoid of, emotional intelligence. We very much understand these things, and we experience all of the things that everybody else do. But we use laughter as a coping mechanism, as we've done for centuries, for millennia, right? And that is deep rooted in who we are, our faith, in knowing that, you know, at the end of the day, it's gonna be what it is. It is what it is. Like, not only is that such a it's such a powerful statement in itself, but it is something that we very much practice. It is what it is, right? So when we talk about sovereignty, on the other hand, now we're talking about self-determination, autonomy, and that's something that we've struggled with as a community, right? This system was not built for us to have sovereignty. It was very much built for us to assist in the sovereignty of others, if I'm gonna put it lightly. But sovereignty in itself is about dismantling oppressive structures, right? Reclaiming agency and identity over ourselves and our resources. And more specifically, when we talk about Black sovereignty, that involves fostering these self-sustaining communities and really diving into like economic empowerment and dealing with institutionalized racism. That is the path of Black sovereignty, right? And it very much aligns with Black spirituality because it emphasizes the importance of reclaiming that sense of agency, right? And reclaiming and really getting back our sense of dignity. Or like, we are very prideful people, so we don't have to worry about that. But when we talk about, our agency and our dignity specifically, we're the first person to say have discernment. We preach discernment so much when we start talking about Black spirituality. That's one of my favorite words. Have discernment. Really think about what you're doing. Right? So when we talk about the marriage of Black spirituality and sovereignty, it immediately creates this union of resistance and empowerment, resistance to oppression, empowering ourselves to focus on what gives us agency, what gives us the strength to do the things that we need to do for ourselves. When we talk about the way that we live for peace, the more that you focus on a life of peace, the more you start to understand your sovereignty, the more that you start to understand that can't nobody fuck with you. I am a sovereign being. There's nothing that you can say to me, do to me, that is going to change who I am. That is going to change the way that I give myself agency, right? I feel like it's through our spiritual beliefs that we seek and fuel movements to gain our sovereignty, like as a community, right? When you see a woman sitting in the street because she is protesting, she is creating sovereignty. I am a movement. I am going to sit here because I am tired of people who look like me getting gunned down by people who are hired to protect me. She is claiming sovereignty over herself. I don't know if you guys have seen that video. It was a very powerful video. But that's what sovereignty looks like. Having agency over yourself to say, I am going to create a movement by myself. If other people join me, that's great. But I am taking the stand and having governance and agency over me to say, enough is enough. There are so many times where these movements are fueled by messages from our ancestors, downloads from spirit, all of these different things, right? Now, I'm not saying that this only happens through Black spirituality. Those who practice religion can and have created monumental movements to change the societal narrative, excuse me. Just so we're clear, I'm not saying that you can't do this and be Christian. You can't do this and be a part of an organized structured religion. We just not talking about that right now. That's not what this podcast episode is for. So just so we're clear, right? I just Black spirituality and sovereignty are such connected concepts to me. Like, it's a closed Venn diagram, or at the very least, very, very closely. You almost have a perfect circle, in my opinion. Our culture has always and will always strive for self-governance. Cause listen, we quick to say, who gonna check me, boo? That sentence right there is sovereignty. And I don't know about you guys, but the moment I started walking my spiritual path, the moment that I realized that I wanted more, I became unfuckwittable, right? When you start on your spiritual journey and you start to understand these concepts of sovereignty, start to understand the concepts of just how powerful you are through your faith, your ancestors, understanding your magic, understanding how manifestation works, you become unfuckwittable. There's a level of sovereignty that immediately envelops you that can't be described. And it's in that sovereignty that you learn how to move mountains, whether it's just for your life, the life of those you love, or if you want to take it further and start moving mountains on a global level, right? Black spirituality often serves as a source of strength, resilience, and resistance in the face of historical justices. And I'm going to be keeping it a buck with you guys. I did write some of this down because, you know, ADHD, I will absolutely go off tangent, and I really didn't want to do that. So if it sounds like I'm reading, I apologize, because I'm making sure that I'm hitting all my points. But yes, Black spirituality often serves as a source of strength, resilience, and resistance in the face of historical injustices. When we start talking about the framework of understanding the world and like connecting to your ancestors and just finding that safe space when it feels like everything's going to shit, right? I tend to lean on my spirituality and my sovereignty a lot, especially when things are not as aligned to me as, you know, I would like them to be. And there's such there's empowerment in that, right? And it's like, we find all of these different ways to connect to our sovereignty, to connect to our spirituality, like music, dance, ritual, like all of these things are a conduit for expressing our identity and asserting that sense of belonging in a system that was not set up to make us feel wanted, to make us feel like we belong. We are creating that space through our beliefs, through our culture, and you can't deny it. It's being copied. It's being copied and pasted. It's being reproduced by the system who didn't want us in the first place. While frustrating, there is a sense of empowerment there. And when we talk about sovereignty, it extends so far beyond just political and social, right? It is literally a holistic approach to reclaiming agency and shaping your reality, shaping your destiny. Because you put that power back into yourself. You don't allow anyone else to use your power, whether it's for you or for them. You use your power for you. You reclaim your power for you. And so when we talk about Black sovereignty, that encompasses so much. Like when we think about the culture, when we think about financial self-sufficiency, right? Dismantling all of these barriers, these glass ceilings that they've tried to put us under. Black sovereignty is about getting to that future where we have full communities that participate in decision making and creating spaces that celebrates the wide range of the Black experience, right? That just sit with that for a moment and really think about what that looks like. And I love the concept of that, right? Black sovereignty in and of itself, it's just a wonderful thing to think about. And Before anybody hop in my comments, before anybody who this podcast episode is not for, please don't get ignorant. Please don't get ignorant. Don't do it. Because I like to tussle first and foremost. But also, this is not an episode about oppression to other people. This is an episode that celebrates Black spirituality and Black sovereignty. No more, no less. And if the idea of Black sovereignty, if the idea of Black spirituality makes you uneasy, baby, that is a you problem and not a me problem. And maybe this ain't the podcast for you, because I'm hella Black and I'm always going to be pro-Black. At the end of the day, across the board, the struggle for sovereignty is deep, and it doesn't matter what color you are. We are all struggling to find that complete sense of sovereignty because of the way the world is set up, right? On a socioeconomic level and all the way around, but specifically when we talk about Black spirituality and Black sovereignty, the struggle is even deeper. And I'm going to say this on a very spiritual level. These spiritual streets are wild, right? When we talk about sovereignty and how the idea of sovereignty makes some of these quote unquote spiritualists scared, right? There are so many of these spiritualists who want you to rely on them, bait you with fear and bullying, and honestly, some who have created damn near cults that just are very reminiscent of structured, weaponized religion. This is why we preach discernment so much, because it's very easy to get caught up in the fame of somebody. Oh, well, they have so many followers. They must know what they're talking about. Let me follow them and let me do what they do. That is not sovereignty. Sovereignty looks like, oh, well, this person said this. I resonate with that. I resonate with that. I don't necessarily have to resonate with them. Also, everything that everyone says won't hit. You might have somebody that you follow. Hell, you might follow me. And you might agree with most of the stuff I say, and you're able to learn from it, and you're able to, you know, utilize that in your everyday life. There may be something that I say you don't fuck with at all, but you have sovereignty to say, I don't agree with this, and I'm not going to use it. I don't want anybody to blindly follow me. I don't want anybody to idolize me. It's when we start to idolize others and blindly follow them and blindly listen to them that we lose our sense of sovereignty, because now we're allowing other people to think for us, other people to draw power from us, because we're not using it ourselves. We're happily giving it to others. That is where the discernment needs to come into play, right? Listen to you before you allow somebody else to think for you. And just going back to what I said, I really want you guys to think about the people you follow, me included, and understand that we're all striving for the same thing. Some of us have more money than others. Some of us have more followers than others. But we're all striving for the same thing. Sense of agency. Sovereignty. And understanding that we hold our own power. Some of us have a better concept of it than others. But, and this is even for my religious girls, if you're a Christian, if you are into ATR or Islam, it doesn't matter. We should all have a sense of sovereignty. No matter where our faith lies, we should all have a sense of sovereignty. And I really just want that to be a part of the focus of this episode, not just to celebrate, you know, Black spirituality when we talk about sovereignty, but sovereignty period, right? I kind of feel like I'm rambling now, so I'm gonna cut it short and I'm going to grab these cards and we're gonna dive into this week's episode. This week's reading. Again, I'm using my Intuit Tarot, both for Tarot and Oracle. And let's see what's going on this week, guys. Okay. Next week, we're going to bring back Tipsy Tarot Tuesday. I don't know what foolishness I'm going to want to talk about next week. We'll see. All right, Spirit. Fire signs. This week, I want you guys to pay attention to your environment. Spirit is going to be telling you guys something. I'm seeing trees. Pay attention to the trees, fire signs. That's really random and obscure. I don't have much more. They're not really giving. I just see trees. I saw fire signs and I saw trees. Look for signs in the trees. All right. Ooh, we starting off with the Tower. But then we're going to the Ten of Cups. Six of Cups. The Queen of Wands. And the Four of Swords. Bottom of the deck is the Wheel of Fortune. I love the fact that it starts off with the Tower, because that Tower is the redirect, right? And it feels like Spirit is going to be redirecting us into some more positive energy going into this week. A lot of you are gonna be feeling like the connections that you have are going to be very significant. I keep seeing these trees, like a maple tree. I'm really stuck on these trees right now. Sorry. Sorry, guys. Fire signs, I don't know what y'all doing. Like, if y'all are going to be like out and about in parks or something like that, but pay attention to the trees. Like, look at the leaves, and there's messages in the trees for the fire signs. They are very serious about this right now. But going back to the cards, Spirit, let me focus on these cards. Hold on. This redirect, I feel like this past weekend was rough. And I feel like Spirit is now taking that energy, the release that you guys had over the weekend, and moving it into more about your connections, more about the people around you, the people you love. I feel like there's going to be a very tender, like a very funny moment between friends or like between family happening this week. One of those, like an inside joke type of moment. I feel like this is just making me happy. Like, there's going to be some inside jokes being made this week, some fun happening this week between you and the people you love. This Queen of Wands energy, my fire signs, really stepping in. This message that, oh my God, this message in the trees is almost like going to be a confirmation for what it is you're trying to do. For some of you, I want to say Leos, this message that you're going to get is going to help you make a decision, while my other fire signs, it's more so going to be a confirmation of what you want to do. I hope that made sense. But then we're also finishing out with this Four of Swords. Once you have that confirmation, just let it be. Let everything play out as it's supposed to. I feel like when you overwork something, it just kind of, it what is that, what do they say? A boiled, a watch pot doesn't boil. That's what I'm getting with this Four of Swords energy. Just let it be. Once you've had your moment of fun and you've gotten your confirmation, just let it be, right? Because the bottom of the deck is the Wheel of Fortune. Everything is going to go into your in your favor. Then we got the Six of Coins and the Ace of Swords. There's a lot of newness happening. There's a lot of feelings happening too with these cups. But also, it wasn't until I looked at the Six of Coins mixing in with the Six of Cups. It's almost like somebody's going to have a kickback. I'm feeling like somebody's having a kickback. And there's just going to be a really fun time had at this kickback. And you're going to feel like that moment where you realize you're happy. I feel like a lot of us are going to come into that moment where we're hanging out and we're having a good time and like everything's just flowing. You're going to be like, you know what? This is what happiness feels like. I feel happy. And I feel like that's the energy of this week, which I know me personally works. I could definitely use some of that. That's fire signs. I need y'all to calm down. Because they are real serious about this message for you guys this week. I might have to do some elemental readings because I just keep seeing the symbols for the fire signs and the trees. And like, I don't know, fire signs, y'all been annoying the hell out of spirit. Because spirit is just like, can you please tell them to look at the fucking trees so they can calm down? Look at the trees. Everything you asking me for, look at the trees. Wild. Wild behavior. Let's get some oracle going. Okay. We have map. Exploration, finding your way, chart a course, water carrier, nobility, balance, calm, care for others, and eyeglasses, assessment, examine, estimate, check the details, check the trees, goddammit, check the trees. Bottom of the deck is shield, defensive, protect, guardian, ward off unwanted energies. I feel like when we talk about these oracle cards, the map, definitely that redirection, right? You thought you were going one way and spirit is redirecting you towards another way. I feel like this kickback might be unexpected. Well, it's going to be expected now because you're listening to this episode, but it's going to be something that's kind of like, hey, let's all get together this weekend. Like something like that. It's not something that's mapped out. It's not something that's prepared. But this new perspective is the base of this particular card. And when we move on to water carrier, I like the fact that it's over the Ten of Cups, the Queen of Wands, and the Four of Swords. Because water can bring life, right? But it can also be a sense of place of relaxation when we talk about the Four of Swords. And then just really that humanitarian, that generosity. I'm sorry, guys. Like, I'm connected to the cards right now, but this is going to be very, very, very specific for a very specific fire sign. There is a tree with blue flowers on it. This is wild. There's a tree with blue flowers on it. It is going to remind you of somebody. That tree and that person that it is reminding you of. I keep hearing a gift. It's almost like this person that it reminds you of. there needs to be something presented to them. It's so wild that I'm recording it, so I don't know who I'm tapping into right now, but these blue flowers are very significant. It could be a bush or a tree, but there's these blue flowers that you're gonna see, and it's gonna remind you of somebody, and you're gonna get this overwhelming sense of I need to connect to this person in some kind of way. Now, whether that's good or whether that's bad, I can't see that, but I definitely see these blue flowers and this person that they remind you of, or, you know, there's a connection between these blue flowers and this person. I don't know, y'all, but this is like all I can see, and I'm trying to connect to these cards to give you guys the reading, but I can't get over this fire energy and this bush tree with these flowers. It is very significant. Yeah. All in all, I want you guys to think about how sovereign you are in this moment. And I want you to think about, especially those of us who are a part of the Black experience, who are Black, how are you incorporating your faith into your sovereignty, right? I'm gonna figure out what this tree and these flowers are about, and I'm gonna holler at y'all later. I'm sending you guys tons and tons and tons of love and light. Always rooting for you. Always got your back 100%. And until next time, peace.